Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 742, 742. And greetings from the Central African Africa, that is from Congo Brazzaville. And this morning I have a power conference, and the power conference is when in the evening we finished with our campaign. And yesterday there were tens of thousands, literally. If you have the video, you watch the video. If not, please Google Healing Jesus Campaign and Google Congo Brazzaville Point Noah and see what comes up. You will see teeming human beings on a huge stadium. All the stands are full, almost all the stands are full, and then the play field itself filled. And after everything, Evangelist Dagwood Mills tells them to come in the morning. And so I handle the morning power conference. All the new converts come, I pray, teach them, and I pray for the sick. Hallelujah. So that's what I do, and that's what I'm doing today. And please join me if you have never, sometimes I go live for a few minutes, sometimes for a long time, so that you can join this wonderful thing that is happening in Congo Brazzaville. So we've been talking about the death of Christ, and let's go for our golden scripture from where we got the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain, who is supposed yet to say you've not believed in vain? Why? Because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we're looking at the death of Christ, we read the physical events that led to his death, but not the revelatory. And we are in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, my son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word. Paying attention to God's words means that you are going to give priority to God's word. And that means that you will lessen the time you put into Facebook, into all the other social media, because they take a lot of your time. And we met the disciples with Jesus in Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree and it died. And the disciples came to him, Mark 11, and said, Jesus, Jesus, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus answered and said something profound to Mark 11, 23. He said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. He said what? He said that you mean human beings are going to speak to mountains, yes, but not, of course, mountains with rocks and all that. He's talking about a certain situation, challenge, and that you are a king. That is what it says, that you've been called to be a king. And when you go into the palace, there is someone who doesn't run around, but speaks, and others run around and perform what he says. He's called a king. He's called a king. And that is a big difference between the king and the servant, between God and the devil. See, Satan running around, he himself said in Job chapter 1, that I'm going to and fro around the world. He's going to and fro. God doesn't need to go to and fro. God sends his word and heal them all and deliver them from their distractions. So God sends his word, and that is how we are created in the image of God, and in we have his nature. So we as kings sit, not like, oh, you just sit. No, We don't even have to sit. We don't run around. We speak words, and the words run around for us. But I'm teaching you here that if you are the type who will not keep your word, who do not mean your words, who plays with your word, who lies, who exaggerates, who... No, if you do anything like that, then the day you want to speak faith with words, your heart will not bear you witness, because your heart will say, oh, this one is always lying. That's what your heart will say. And therefore, your heart will not respond to the words you are saying, but you need your heart and your mouth to be together to see the kind of miracle Jesus saw. That's what he was telling them. He was saying that your heart must bear you witness, so that when you speak, you will have this kind of results. Many people want that kind of result, that I speak, immediately happens. But you must practice constantly speaking and meaning what you say, an integrity of heart, honesty, uprightness, a refusal to lie. A refusal to lie. And when you live like this, the day you speak faith-filled words, your words and your heart will confirm those words. And immediately, power is released. You heard me saying that in the previous episode. Your heart and your mouth, your heart and your words must be in sync, and they must work together. That is how God did the wiring. There is nothing anybody can do about this. There is nothing anyone can do about it. When it comes to the word of God, all the time, every man must lift up their hands and say, God, you're true. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Yes, you have heard this. Somebody said that. You've lived this way, but immediately the word of God comes to you. You lift up your hands and say, look, whatever I used to believe, I throw it away, and I rather pick God's word. But many people rather throw God's word away and pick the experience. That is not your portion. Today I speak over your life, and in the name of Jesus, you are walking in this kind of power, where you speak and they happen and they come to pass, because you are living with integrity of heart and you are refusing to lie. You are refusing to throw your words about. You are refusing not to mean what you say. You mean what you say. You are walking in integrity. And because of that, your heart will bear with you witness. Anytime you speak faith-filled words and say, that is it. And immediately, boom, it happens. Oh, you are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Keep praying for us in Congo Brazzaville. Bye, and come back for more.